Are we live?
Recording.
Does anyone know Frank and Sean coming in here?
I think Frank is on vacation.
Okay.
I thought that's what Kim told me.
We'll call the June meeting of the Winchester Park Board to order with all members, Park Board members present. And I make, well...
I'm sure they're great, because they are, but it always reminds me of what we talked about, so...
Yes. I will make a motion that if they meet my friend of the rights approval, we'll...
No, I'm sure.
We'll, okay, and we'll accept the minutes as written for May.
I'll second.
On favor?
Aye.
And I know all three people in the audience tonight. This is good. We need to... Well, I know you're not here just to listen.
No.
That's what I figured, so... Are you all here just to...
No, I got a proposal for you.
Okay. Jim?
I also have a proposal.
Not yet, because you haven't made copies, right? You must go ahead and make...
You can go ahead and do that, and I can make copy, sign on that one.
Okay.
And I'll just make copy of that.
Give it to us at the next meeting or something, or...
Yeah, and I'll drop it off to Vicki.
Alright. That sounds good. We only have one request form? We'll do this real quick here. We have a request form for the YMCA Shark Team, for Shelter 4 by the skate park. I'm gonna meet you for it on. They need the shelter on July 21st, 2016. Mandy Coger, I believe, is the contact person there. It's awards. Okay, they're handing out awards for the shark swim team. And they're asking for that, and probably surprised about the pool. So I guess that makes sense, if I think about it. Does anybody have any issues or concerns or anything?
I have a few things that really I just need to take up with Frank, probably, but I'll bring to your attention. They're from Wanda Long, and she wants me to ask about getting wound up under the fence at the Southside Park. And she was hoping that Frank would already have some that he could use. And she said she would buy her own, but I don't think we're going to do that. There's a tree by the bathroom. I looked at it. It's nothing we want to keep that she would like to have removed. It's a small, I think I'm all know the tree. Mm-hmm. It's a small tree she'd like to have removed. And then at the Beeson Clubhouse Park, they used to be white posts. They're now rotten posts that she'd like to have removed. I assume that's why you're here.
Yeah.
Because I have the information also from Dave.
Right. I have the quotes of it.
I have those too. So we'll have a couple of copies of them. She would like to have those white posts removed, but that would go along with the fence
that's part
project.
Of the, that's part
so,
of the
project. But with your approval, I will ask Frank whenever he's back from vacation to undertake these projects.
What posts are you talking about?
They're boundary posts. They're just round wooden posts that she has to weed eat around, and they're really mostly rotten.
Okay.
They don't look good anyway, so it would take some labor to remove them. Mm-hmm.
Are them the ones that's on the golf course side?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't know where the golf course and the Beeson Park property lines.
I think that's what they were originally to keep
probably,
golf lights from
going on. Has something to do with that.
No, I imagine they would be right.
They're all along there, so.
Yeah. They're on our side of the fence too.
Pardon?
They're on the parking lot side.
They're on the parking lot side of the fence, right. So I thought those were reasonable requests, but, you know, I don't know if you want Roundup underneath that fence to Southside Park or not. There's,
yeah.
But those are small issues that probably need to be taken up with Frank if you guys approve. Everybody good with that?
Yes.
How about the Y having the shelter? Is everybody okay with that?
Yes.
To approve that? All right. Yeah, that would be great. That's fine. You can, when you see him.
I will.
All right.
Take it up. Right.
Okay. We'll pass this around for everybody to sign now. Who would like to go first?
I would go first.
All right.
I'll get the information on this too, but I will tell you, you know, my name is, I guess. But anyway, at the last council meeting, we brought up the project, or something to think about was the Beeson Park Clubhouse. You know, if you've been out there very often and you look at it, it's sort of deteriorated. The inside they remodeled a few years ago, it looked pretty good. But the outside, so it looked very good. The boards at the bottom are rotten off. The window sills, some of the window sills are rotten off. And the fence is falling down. And that old barn building, I don't know what to do with that. But anyway, it's all looks deteriorated. So we come up with this. I'm going to give you a proposal, okay? We want to side the Beeson Park Clubhouse, tear that building down, put up a new fence.
Building? You mean the one that's like connected?
Yeah.
The old golf.
Well, the place used to store bicycles in there. But it's beyond repair because it's all rotted at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And resurface the parking lot, restripe the parking lot. In other words, we're just going to make this a show place. I mean, our park's all looking really good, but then out, when you go to Beeson Park, if you really think about it, there's more people from out of town see that building probably than the building in town. So that if they have a graduation party, just like we was out there Saturday talking to a guy, this woman pulls up, she's having a graduation party for her daughter. People are coming from Richmond, Dayton. So it's just not for us, but it's just to make it look good because it don't look very good from the outside right now. They really don't. So on part of that proposal, we've been getting estimates. Okay. Now, remember, we're going to tear the building down. We're going to side the shop. Put the new fence up. But it's just like it is now, but it's going to be galvanized. And you know what there, what the top or the 10-foot thing is? That's going to be replaced too.
Right along the back of the green right. On number 6.
That's right. Right. And the guy's going to...
You had the roof checked out and it's fine.
Yep. And he just might need a little flashing up by the fireplace. But the guy that's willing to put up the fence is going to take him poles out he was talking about. Okay. So, I don't know how you feel about this, but the total thing to date, and we can reduce the cost somewhat because I think one of these bids are too high. But right now, if we say yes, we'll go for that, that's $35,000. That's decided. That's to reseal the parking lot and mark the parking lot, put a new fence up and tear the building down. And I don't know exactly how much money's in that fund, but I understand that you can only spend on that in the park anyway. Is that true?
So, in the Beeson fund, yes.
Yeah, the Beeson fund.
But there must have been close to $300,000 in that fund, right?
Well, I was told this by today that there was $297,000.
$298,000.
I can't make that official, but I can
because Vicki looked it up. I mean, I'm
telling you. From Vicki.
Yeah.
That money can only be spent. Is that right? Or
yes,
is that wrong?
It can only be spent. I talked to the mayor about this. He said only you guys can decide where that money goes, but it has to go to the Southside Park or Beeson Park itself.
Well, the one thing I think is probably just based on my experience with park board so far. You only have two bids on one of these jobs, and that's the replacing the door. Is that right?
Well, that's something else. We were going to, when you re-site it, we're going to replace the doors too.
So the rest of you, and we still don't have a bid yet for the parking lot.
Yes, we do. Because I can call me today.
You got it.
He's sending it through the mail.
That's included in what you're calling the $35,000.
Okay. I'll break it down for you.
Well, what I was getting ready to say, though. I'm pretty sure they're going to want you to have more than one bid.
Yeah, I know. I agree. But this is just, the whole process has been since Wednesday or Tuesday, and we was in a hurry.
Right.
So we got some bids, but we got three, I'm gonna have three bids on the siding, and I think I only have two bids on the paving because I can't find anybody else. This guy, and then there's a Bashir's, you know her, she
does the parking lot, she does the resealing of them, doesn't she?
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do.
That's what you want.
Because the guy looked at me and said it's too good a shape to just tear it up and do it again.
I agree.
So he's gonna fill the cracks, and this guy.
Yeah, I get your idea.
Yeah, he's pretty well qualified because he did the basketball hall thing down at Newcastle, redid their parking lot. But the siding would be like $16,000. And that might seem high, but you gotta remember that's a big building. That's about 30 squares of siding. And that includes wrapping all the windows.
That doesn't have the parking lot.
And the post out front, the square post, they're gonna wrap them, they're gonna put soffit up underneath where the porch is there. And redo, all the windows are broken out, and replace the doors with new doors. Because you wouldn't want to put siding on or leave them doors the way they are.
Are the doors, the bid for the doors included in the siding bid, or is that a separate?
It will be on the second, yeah. And the only problem we got, it could go lower if we get lower bids, or it could go a bit higher because we've got to trim the tree. You know the big tree?
Well, of course, Arrow.
I know, that's an argument.
Take that tree out. I just think some limbs need to be taken out.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
One power line that is sagging way down, that's going to.
A&E, no
matter what you do with the building, or that needs to be pulled up.
We're going to contact A&E, and they're going to put a pole, where the entrance comes into the clubhouse, they're going to put a pole on top of the building, so that's where their entrance will go in there. So that way you can decide the whole thing without going around all the boxes out there.
And A&E will take care of that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that the one right by the building that's coming down?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Is it on walnut?
I don't know what it is. It's a big tree.
It's a little walnut. It's actually leaning down that hill.
Yeah. It would take a few more $1,000 to cut that tree down. Probably close to $7,000. So I guess what we want to do is just, should we proceed with this project? Or if you don't want to do it, you say me and Dave a lot of times, if you don't want to do it. But I don't know whether you even want to vote on it.
I would say for right now, we're probably just going to table it for right now until we get some more estimates until we get.
Okay.
That, I guess that's what he would want to know, is if you want him to go ahead and proceed with giving bids on these things or not.
Because they're sort of hard to get hold of, some of these guys, like the Bashir woman, I've called her four times, but I see she's working out by.
Pretty busy. First time of year.
Yeah.
So the police department doesn't use that building back there anymore?
I don't think so. They used to store bicycles in there.
They may still have. You want to ask?
We're going to check, but.
But it is a dilapidated.
It is a building.
I can vouch for that. And there's a big building out there that, why couldn't they store the bikes in there?
Right.
It's a bigger barn. I don't know.
On the other side.
Used to be the old.
Cart barn.
Yeah, and then the caddies used it. And,
yeah, true.
But it's in bad shape, I can vouch for that.
Oh, yeah.
It was a bad
but it's also up on blocks, so if you take that building out, there's going to be a drop-off there, and that's why they want to bring the fence around along there for liability reasons.
Where that building is now, the fence, you know where the end of that building is, that's where that big tree, the fence will come down like this and go all the way in front of where that building is, at the end of the sidewalk, at the end of the cement, around the corner, and there'll be a gate there.
I guess my question, I haven't asked either one of you this yet, is that fence part property, or is that golf course property?
Well, I'd say it was on our property. I don't know. I mean, you talked to Earl.
They're not going to be opposed to putting up a new fence.
No,
I don't think. No. I can't imagine that they would.
Right.
And it would certainly make it look nicer. But
We can find out, though, but I mean, I guess you can get to the clerk's office, if I don't run into that or go surveyed, but one way or another. But it makes no sense to do the other part of it and not do the fence, And so, but the thing about it is, we were going to paint that building to start with. I'll be honest with you, there's 25 gallons of paint in the basement of that building. We were going to paint that. Then we got to looking at it. And it's so deteriorated. If you side it now.
You had to paint it this year and then paint it again next year.
If you side it now, you probably won't have to do nothing to it for the next 25 or 30 years. So, like Al said, I need direction. Are you going to?
Well,
I'm not telling you.
We don't have to do. We don't have to accept all any of this or part of it or any of it just because it gets bids, right? So I guess I would be in favor of going ahead and getting the bids for what you want done and seeing and having that, so that if we're gonna do it, we got, we're taking the steps towards it.
I don't have a problem with you getting more bids.
Okay.
I'm not ready to approve anything tonight, no, but.
How many bids do you think you need to have? We usually go with three, don't we?
We like to have three, yes.
I got three for the siding.
I mean, I know that you, that may not happen for everything, but we, that's what we like to have, yes.
The three for the siding I got, you know, I can get you at least two for the paving and.
And Sean knows about all this, right?
That's what I bought for him. Cause he's the one that told us I had to come here, because the money can only be spent for you guys, for that purpose only, so that's what we're doing.
I guess the most important thing before we proceed is that we know what's in that fund, and that that fund is only available for the Beeston, because it seems a waste not to.
And they put, Vicky explained to me that the money they got off renting the farm ground, it's about $46,000, sure, that goes into that every year. And I do know, like I told you, she did look it up, $298,000 in her right now.
I think it'd be a shame to let that building be more deteriorated as much as it's used.
And it is used more than I thought it was, it really is.
Well, and if you make it, fix it up, make it look nice, it might be used more, but the funds have to be, so that's the, of course.
So what I'll do then, is I'll get all the bids I can, okay, I mean, like I said, the ceiling thing seemed to be a hang up to me, I've only got one, he's from Moreland, his price is unbelievable, he won't beat his price, he's gonna do the whole part for $3,400.
Is that the shares, like, are you now working with Myers?
No, she's on her own.
Is she on her own?
She's out doing.
I've seen her working.
Plymouth House, yeah.
But I didn't know if they were together or just.
I'll contact her, one way or another, I'll get ahold of her. And, I'll do that, and then we'll come back at your June meeting or July meeting or whatever, and we'll give you the actual, let you look at the actual things, or if we get them in, I can just bring them to you, need to look at it, whatever you wanna do, I don't care, but. I just think it's a worthwhile project, and I wouldn't ask you to spend $35,000, cause I wouldn't do that, but you do have almost around 1,000 that can only go for that particular project, or that park out there, so whatever.
I spend 15 hours every May and 15 hours every November in that place, and, when I'm not using it for other things, so.
What do you do?
I've worked every.
Election?
Election for, since I,
Well, they use.
Actually, since I turned 18, so.
I forgot about that.
So I, yeah, and I, it's a.
Now, the inside, they remodeled it, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
It don't look too bad.
Floor and everything, we really like, we did it like we did.
And they take it care of.
There's no microwave, I noticed that, I don't know what happened to the microwave, I don't know if somebody took off with it or what.
It's there now.
Oh, there is?
Everything has a fire in it.
Okay, well, yeah, we had no microwave, we had cold lasagna, and I'm like, oh my goodness.
So I'll get some more estimates.
Okay.
And we'll go from there, okay?
Sounds good, thank you, Mel.
Can I go next, I gotta go back into the water, if you don't mind, please.
Only if we can come with you.
I don't have any estimates or anything, I just need help or guidance is what I need. And Frank has been wonderful, and I don't wanna get in his hair too much. He's allowed me to do certain ordering of supplies, and I did the rocks. But we need umbrellas for the lifeguards and for the patrons, because we have none now. What kind of limit, give me some direction. I went online and looked at them, they're expensive for a good one. The ones we had were cheap, blew away in the wind, so we really need to have something nice. What kind of limit, help me guys. I know you haven't been online or looked at umbrellas. I did, there was like a 237 was kind of looking good, something like that. Somebody had said something like $400, but I'm a penny pincher person. I'm pretty tight with my money.
How many are you gonna need?
Eight of them. We got five guards, chairs, and we got three picnic tables that can use the umbrella. So,
and around $3,000. Total tops.
I didn't add it up, Al.
I'm just looking at it. Your top figure was 400 And you said you needed eight of them, so I'm looking at $3,200 max.
And the clerk's office has been very helpful with me in ordering, you know, with the credit card, to go in there and say, this is what, you know, I need.
Well, I think this is one of the things that came up at our planning from the community, was it the shade at the school?
Shade at the pool.
It would be very wonderful. It'd be a good piece, because there's no shade at all if we don't have any kind of umbrella at the pool.
I'm on board with you that I would say we definitely need it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, for the guards, because I've had guards get very faint because of an out from sun.
Yeah.
I know the ladies, you know, that I have mentioned to them, you know, we need that, and as yes, and there's a need for it. Not only the guards, but for our customers. Or for our community, let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that we've got total cash for our funds.
Yeah.
I would think that...
I don't... I think you need to have those.
Mm-hmm.
You really do. And if you can find them cheaper than $400 a piece, great.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you need them, and I have a problem with you finding them.
It's just gonna break.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I don't have a.
You know.
I don't have a problem with that.
I make a motion that we allow Tammy to.
I'll second that.
Yes.
Okay.
Get umbrellas.
So go look online and check things out and see what would be appropriate.
Yeah, and I don't think you need to. I think you just go ahead and do it.
You're gonna need them before our next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. And I'll just make up something, and I'll go to the clerk, and then we do a little belt or a invoice thing, and then they do that for me. Okay. Because Vicki said go ahead and do it now, but that's a lot of money, guys. So I thought maybe it'd be best.
And we appreciate you coming to us.
It'd be better to go. And I didn't want to step over Frank. He's so busy. I don't want to.
Right.
I want to try to do things to not bug him so much.
Right. Are we all in favor of that?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Cool. I'm going to go back to the water.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Bye.
Is we having aerobics next week?
We're having it tonight.
Tonight?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we're having it next Wednesday.
Is it going on Wednesday?
On Wednesday,
Thursday.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, and if you're bringing it out, it's going to be like the next day, probably Thursday.
Okay. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Oh, she has them in the kitchen. They
started getting stand up for something back there. We kind of missed it.
One of the things to help mow, Chris Gray, which only lives on Richmond Street, he's a professional. He blocktops streets and stuff, and he's very reasonable. And he does a lot of stuff for Saratoga and other towns, and personal, just like she does. And he has a certain kind of method, and he's right here in town.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another considerate. It's Chris Gray.
Thanks, guy.
Yeah, take care, bud.
Thanks for your time.
What was your proposal?
You're more than welcome.
Okay. Mine was a concern for electrical hookup for 4th of July.
You know, that's kind of what I thought this was going to be about. 4th of July, right?
Yeah. Is there any way? I tried to call Frank today and never called me back. I tried three times.
Yeah,
so now that you mentioned it. But you would have thought Tim would have got the phone in case of emergency. But anyway, just needed to find out, can we have hookup for our PA down there like we've always had for years?
Sure.
Okay.
That's what I was going to say. You've done it in the past, so
yep.
No problem.
Of course.
If it's there and available.
Yeah. Okay. The other thing is, with that many people being here, and I know Kathy always worked with one of the guys that we use for Mardi Gras up here, and they need something to eat and drink before we fire off the fireworks, and I know nobody's stepping up, and I thought, well, maybe I'll bring it up to you guys, because they can share the same box where you hook us up. They can hook up inside there if it was 220 or 110, and it'd be to our advantage, the parks and stuff. And then whatever they make, they give you guys a little percentage toward the park. That's why it's always been before.
We've had somebody at a concession stand.
Yes.
We've had about four.
Vendors, that seems like there's vendors out there.
Yeah, but there's nobody contacted anybody.
Pardon?
Nobody's contacted
anybody. So you don't have any for this year?
No.
No. I thought I knew.
I didn't think they were going to have a, I'm not here on this.
Yeah, Kathy always got somebody.
That's why I'm here. I know it's only 3 weeks away, but I just thought the one suggestion that I would say would be the elephant ears. They do good because they sell pop, and they sell, of course, the elephant ears.
You mean the Pentecostal church?
Yes.
Yeah, I was going to say the Pentecostal church has that elephant ear thing. It's really good.
But they've never been there for the past couple of years for 4th of July.
Right.
Now, I don't know because if it was the dates or whatever. But Bourbon Chicken, Mike Streets, or Sheets, Mike Sheets has been there for the past several years now. I don't have a phone number. I was just looking through my Mardi Gras stuff, and I don't have a phone number of his, but he's been up here for at least 3 years, and he does pretty good, and then whatever he makes profit, gives it to Kathy. So I'm just kind of asking if there will be something for the people to drink or eat. That's all I'm doing. It has nothing to do with us, because we're just busy enough for the fireworks.
But well, I mean, I wouldn't say no to anybody, but I don't think anybody has came to us or volunteered either.
Well,
I mean,
Kathy always called them, so there's no communication.
Right.
So now I'm just trying
to... knowledge.
My guess is Frank won't do that.
No.
Yeah.
No. Nope, he won't do that. And so, and that's why I'm just asking, you know, because it'll be too...
So you guys, you're talking we only want one?
Or you that's want up to one? You guys. Is that
you have hookups? Would we have hookups?
Yeah, because when you're hooking up me... You have those boxes, they'll hook up into those boxes.
So we wouldn't be limited to one, so we wouldn't be in danger of
it's a, yeah.
Because it seemed to me like we've been out there years past where there's been.
There has
been. And again, right. Probably because Kathy contacted them. But yeah. What about Milton? I just go by his house all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, he has a Wix.
He has a Wix pie.
And
yeah.
He also sells pop.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he sells that deep fried.
He was up there last weekend.
Would you want me to ask him?
Well, he lives next to Mom. I can follow. Okay. I mean, if you want, I can. I mean, if you're close, if you see him a lot, fine. But I mean, he lives next to Mom. I can grab him. Whatever.
And his is, his is 110, and it's just you plug into those boxes, right. No problem at all. And then he deep fries off of gas.
I always thought of that because you know I see that. When I go by there. Yeah.
He was just at the former F the thing this past weekend, and he did real good out there. They were celebrating, what's that new store that came in?
Tracker Supply.
Yeah, yeah. So, and he did pretty good. He was on the radio and everything. And they still call it Wix Pies.
Yeah.
So.
So do you see these people where you want to invite them or just tell them?
Well, I'm just mentioning it to you guys. You know, I try to stay out of it. I just, you know, want to... Okay. Because we need something to drink and eat out there. And it's just, and then whatever they want to donate to the park, that's a little money there. Because there's going to be a lot of trash. And the street department will have to go over there and pick up the trash. They'll pick up our trash that we have out there for the fireworks. So that's the, you know, but that's still common. But I'm just trying to, you know, so the people, so we don't look bad as Winchester. Yeah. They didn't have nothing to drink and this and that because they're used to it. So all I'm asking if you guys would consider, that's a good one. And they're in town and stuff. If he's not busy on the 4th.
Well, I will see. I will be down in Jim's house Saturday. So I can ask him Saturday and see if he wants to. Okay. Obviously, we're not going to have a meeting between now and then. So
it has to be done between now and then.
Yeah, I mean, or we'll have to. I can ask him and see what he says. These other people that we're talking about, I do not know them, or
nor do I, or have any contact.
But
well, the Pentecostal is just right across from the dentist.
They don't usually do that. They usually only do Mardi Gras because the women make the dough.
and they normally don't want to do other, other things because then they've got to try to make the dough.
Well, they're doing it this weekend.
A lot of hard work, and unless they know well ahead of time.
Yeah, my daughter just asked them, they're coming this weekend to her celebration at Pine Knoll, and then the following weekend, they're going to go out to the Ghostbusters. So they're going back to back with doing elephant ears. It'll be ghost ears there.
I won't go ask them, but if you want to ask them.
I will ask Jim Milton, and I will, because I just thought, I know a gal that goes to that church. So I will get in touch with the Pentecostal church and Jim Milton, okay? Yeah. I will do that this weekend. And I will let, I guess I'll let, I don't know who I need to let know if they say yes or... I can't see anybody throwing a fit about that. I guess he's up to Frank, I guess, right? I mean,
as long as we know that the hookups are going to be there.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and that's all two people right there.
And invite them and not have the...
Right.
And yeah, and everything...
So Jim Milton and the Pentecostal people said, yes, we'd love to do it. There's no problem with the hookups with what you got, right? Yeah.
Well, no, it's you guys' box.
But you know the box and the hookup better than I do.
But the boys do. They know it too.
Okay.
Who sets all that up? Who sets the...
Kathy does. Or the park department.
Frank will have to. So that's something that we'll need to investigate. Frank know.
Yeah. That's what I was trying to call, so I'd be prepared to get an answer for you guys, and didn't happen. But I know that, like I said, it's only 3 weeks away, and it's just, and if you don't have nothing, well, you don't have nothing, so you're not out nothing.
Well, we can't make them do it, but I'll just ask, okay?
And it's just, hopefully that will work out. And then the only thing I was just to worry about is just to get my the electricity for our... And they can call me where they set it up, because I'm sure that those boys are not here anymore that used to do that for Kathy. Because it was her son and a couple other guys. And they hook it up in just a couple minutes because they got used to it. Mm-hmm. But that's all I have.
Okay.
And if you guys need any, if you want my number or anything.
Yeah, that was my next question.
Okay, it's 765-993-2982.
Okay, I will let you know.
Okay.
I'm told. Okay. You did? Mm-hmm. Good, thank you. To see what he had been. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because I know Frank is on vacation.
All right. Okay, I'll let you know what I find out, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Mm-hmm.
You're up.
Tag on that.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. You got lots of nice ideas, didn't you? When I was up there, I saw lots of people from the public in and everything. I guess I don't know if it
is. We had a really good turnout. We were very pleased with the number of people we had to the entire charrette process. We had a great turnout to the public involvement portion, as well as throughout the entire 3 days that we were here, because we had people come in throughout the week while we were here as well, and come in and look over our shoulders, see what we were doing, offer some additional comments, right. And so, which was fantastic. That's exactly what we want to have happen.
Right.
So, I have brought some materials.
What is it, my name? Tom Armstrong.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I just noticed this has my name on it.
Oh, that's probably the email that she sent to all of us, because we had to do a watch an internal control webinar, and she probably didn't have you an email address for you.
I'm sure you've had plenty of sleep before.
I know we have a couple. Yeah, we're able to make it, so I have a... I have a couple of extras. I'll leave those for the individuals that weren't able to be here tonight.
Yeah.
Here on the table. So we can have those as record as well. So what I'm here tonight to do is to catch everybody, I guess, up to speed where we're at, and have sort of a recap of what happened at what we called the charrette or the workshop. So during the workshop, we came up with two different schemes. We have scheme A, which you have in front of you. That's the top sheet. We have scheme B. That's the second sheet. And those were the two schemes that were presented, and we heard public comments about certain aspects of each that they liked. And then we went back to the office, and over the last 3 weeks, we've been putting together the preferred or refined concept, which is the third sheet in, and it's also this plan that I have up here as well, and that's what I'm here to talk about tonight. So I've got some bullet points to talk through exactly what's changed, what's different, what we've combined, so that hopefully I can get everybody up to speed. General organization of framework of concept A was what we heard from the general public at the meeting that everybody liked. So that's why in this refined concept, the festival lawn area, organization along Union, as well as the ball fields, the nature area, all pretty much match what concept A originally had, with a few tweaks, okay? But we also heard that people liked in concept B the idea of keeping all the parking to the edges rather than making internal parking inside the park. So one major change, if you look at concept A, this road coming off of Union at the corner here originally came in and connected to this parking lot. Well, that cut off pedestrian access across here, and it made it not as safe. So we brought in the parking lot off of Union, and then we took Martin Street and redid the bridge, which we were going to have to redo anyway for maintenance, golf cart access, maintenance access. We're proposing redoing that for vehicular access as well, and we're going to bring the road in and parking off of Martin into the site. So we're separating that, putting the parking back to the edges to some extent. Also parking here across from the school off of Union, in this location off of Union as well. And so we're trying to separate that, and so that's going off of scheme B. We also looked at the kayak launch. We moved it south, away from the confluence. The dog park, we preserved it in the current location, but we expanded it. So the dog park currently is about in this location. It's small. We've expanded the location. The kayak launch, as I mentioned, and scheme B was down here. We've moved it down in this location. You can actually launch down here, down the White River. Let's see. Added more parking between the ball complex. So the parking in this area kind of stopped around the ball diamond complex. And so we've added additional parking to come down to the drop-off. So if you have a kayak, or if you're going to the dog park, you can actually park a little bit closer to those facilities. It's not such a long walk in distance. The skate park location in scheme B was something we heard from people they liked. So that location was up here at 4th and Residence Street. So we showed that location. We've moved some things around to accommodate that. The aquatic facility fell in this general location. Scheme A originally had it being placed right back on top of the existing pool. Scheme B had it directly across from the high school. This refined scheme, we kind of went halfway in between. And the reason for that is When we do redo the aquatic facility, assuming that we're, at some point, we're going to have to do that, not saying we're doing it tomorrow, but at some point when we redo that, we don't want to lose a year of using the pool for construction. So let's leave that existing facility in place, build a new one adjacent, and then go back and tear down the old facility after you're done and have the grand opening of the new one, and then you can build the parking lot where the old one's set. So that's essentially what we're showing with this complex of aquatic facility. It also gets it closer to the high school, so if there is a shared use where the high school wants to come over and use it, it gets it a little closer. It also has the ability to utilize this parking lot, the high school parking lot, during the summertime when it's not being used nearly as much. So there's some real benefit and use of, you know, parking facilities and other things. So we looked at that as a real benefit and positive coming out of, you know, best of all things considered. The memorial that we had in Scheme B, we looked at and incorporated in the refined scheme. It has incorporated really the corner of 4th Street and Union. And we've talked about, you know, this kind of becoming the gateway into the park. I know when we first started this conversation about the park itself, we asked a lot of people at the public meeting, where is the entrance to the park for you? And a lot of people were saying here, back here where Union Street comes in. And by then you've already either driven by or you've walked through the park. It seems like that is so far into it that it's really not an entrance at that point. It's sort of the side door. So we felt like moving that entrance truly up to the front door, where a lot of the residents are coming to the park, made a lot of sense. And maybe doing that with a memorial, which the mayor had originally explained, there's an existing memorial here, and he saw that potentially expanding as a good way to have that as that gateway, if you will. Yeah.
We've talked about some really nice, there's a proposal that we have that's like for veterans. It was a veteran's,
right.
And it was a really neat little couple of walls and stuff, right. We're thinking about doing.
So that would be something potentially in that area as an option. Overlook at the confluence. So we did move the kayak launch. We heard from a lot of people that they still wanted to be able to see the confluence and have access to the confluence. So what we've done right now is shown a boardwalk with an overlook in this area. It's not getting down to the water, it's not having access to the water, but it's having a view shed more than anything. So that's what that is currently proposed in that plan. Concept B, so we moved the Concept B suspension bridge that came across. We called it suspension bridge. It would be a bridge and treehouse idea. And again, in Concept B, really this idea of play at multiple levels. And that's really what we're getting at with this board on the right-hand side, is the park having play at a ground level, play at a mid-level height, and play at sort of a treetop level. And how do we accomplish that? We accomplish that through adventure play with these type of tree houses, ropes, adventure courses, nature play at the ground level with the stream, access to the fishing, kayaking, aquatic play, which again be at that ground level, the hillside play, because we have this great topography to play with here, how we can incorporate that, and then up in the canopy would be these suspension bridges, tree houses, and getting up more into the canopy. Again, taking advantage of the side slopes that we have advantage of here. We can go up 1 or 2 feet and off the side of a slope and feel like we are up in the air 8 to 10 feet, and we've only went up 2. which is a real advantage here, and you don't get that in a lot of locations. So we can make things ADA accessible by doing that, which we've done for some other parks. This is an overlook that is built just in that same fashion. So it's another idea, another refinement. Maintenance building along Residence. So the existing house on Residence, we're calling that the maintenance facility, which I think is currently what it's operating as. We see that still being maintained and operating in that way. And then refinements to this overall play area in this location. And then we would have some additional play areas sprinkled throughout the park as well. And then as you can tell, the festival lawn, the community center, we have the area, hardscape area off the community center. If there's a performance going on, let's say the 4th of July, they're shooting off fireworks. There's a concert prior to the fireworks being shot off. You know, people want to dance. There's a small hard area there that the kids could dance, and then everybody turns their chairs around as they shoot off the fireworks. Everybody oohs and ahs, and then we go home. So, and then it can have a summer concert series. We've done a lot of these for a lot of communities. They do movies in the park. You know, a lot of different activities, and I think the idea that we had for the park is that we try to put amenities within the park that allow for multiple uses throughout the entire season, all the seasons of the park, and not just so focused on when it's warm out, we try to go to the park, or maybe one type of activity that's at the park. So that's what we've been trying to incorporate. So, you know, we've tried to expand the nature trails to the north end here. As you can see, the entire nature area itself, the prairie, and then these dashed or dotted lines would be sort of secondary nature trails. So what would be gray in here would be a hard path. What would be a dashed or dotted line would be maybe a mowed path. So there's a hierarchy in paths. There would also be signage. We heard that from a lot of people. People did like the nature area. They did not like being excluded from the nature area. And we heard that very loudly from a lot of people. So the more we can, they didn't mind having it. We just need to incorporate them into it and then give them educational opportunities with it. And so having the signage, different types of trails, different activities that can happen.
So the little dotted lines, those are what you're talking about, as nature trails?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the solid gray would be
or concrete or some harder surface type trail. Yes. And that allows you to have that multi-purpose trail that connects throughout the entire park. You can rollerblade, skate on, ride your bike, whatever that.
Plain walk.
Right. Or just plain walk, exactly. If you have a disability, have somebody in a wheelchair, gives them access.
You have a 5K run right there on the...
Exactly. You can do your cross-country run on the dashed lines as well.
Yeah, on the dashed lines, right.
Right. Not on the hard surface.
Long baseball apple pie could run their entire 5K right there.
Right. Exactly. Let's see. We relocated the amphitheater to be, because of the parking lot and getting the parking in, access to the cabin, we did relocate. We used the same structure, so we didn't get rid of anything. We are proposing upgrading the amphitheater seating and the terracing, I think we all agree that it needed help, but we love the structure itself. So we would be proposing we basically move that structure to a different location. We also think having it closer to the cabin gives a greater educational opportunity when a school group comes into the cabin, gives the cabin the ability to use that during those times. The ballpark complex, we do have two ball fields, so we wanted to make sure we pointed that out into this concept. And again, part of that goes to wanting to have...
We have three.
Not have your festival lawn and have, you know...
That's why I say that this is going to have, and Sean says so too, this is going to have to be in coordination with the school.
Right.
Or it's not going to, this isn't going to work
right
for us.
And, the other thing to think about is this is a master plan. Right. We're not going to build this all tomorrow. It's going to be phased. Ball fields are going to be one of those things that, you know, aren't going to be taken out right away. So it's going to have to be thought about. There is additional, you know, this brown field. What happens with it in the future? Is there future fields built up there? Because the brown field is going to have remediation issues with it. You can't dig down. It has to be some type of soccer field, baseball field. Something has to be pretty flat, pretty level put on it. Are there other opportunities, I guess is my point, in other locations to add additional fields? I think there are moving forward. So, the girls' high school softball team has said that they're looking at building a girls' softball field at the high school.
We have the adult men, okay? We have the girls, and we have the little league.
Yeah.
The question is, which one are we...
The girls' diamond.
Which one are we getting rid of?
The girls' diamond.
Because the girls will not have their diamond, not their own diamond anymore.
The high school is going to build their own.
Yeah.
That's why I said...
But I mean, I know the little girls can play.
Would still be there.
Right?
The little girls would still be there.
Where were they going to play at?
There. I think. Am I looking at it wrong?
Yeah, we have this diamond and this diamond.
Yeah, that one there would be the little girls.
So then the little lead, and the little boy, little lead diamond is the one we're getting rid of.
Yeah.
Okay.
The girls' high school is currently playing.
All right. Okay. You said when you said the little girls' diamond, Mike. Wait a minute.
Okay.
So the little diamond there would basically be a new diamond that is in the T-ball area.
This is the existing men's diamond you have. This one right here.
Right.
So we're not changing anything with it. We're just building a new diamond.
And the old men's diamond, it becomes the festival lawn, and the little league diamond disappears.
That's correct. Now, with that being said, within the festival lawn, there's the ability to have practices. You know, there are eight areas in which you could have...
No, you don't want to send that around here.
I know. But, you know, the reality is, space is there for... You're not going to have a game.
Right.
But if you need to have a practice area, we could fit in practice areas. Look for those hard stores. I think we talked about... So the festival lawn we talked about.
Is this all like a proposal, or did I like miss the meeting when all this was approved or something?
No, this hasn't been approved. So what we're doing is we're bringing the concept A and concept B that we presented to at the meeting. We heard comments at both of those. This is the refined concept, and what I'm doing is explaining how we took those comments and put it into a refined concept.
Most people like concept A, with a few exceptions.
And what we've done is added those few exceptions in here. And so what I'm here asking for is approval of this plan by the park board as a approved concept plan so that we can move into our next phase, which is pricing. And it's not a formal adoption. I'm not asking for the park board to adopt this tonight. What I'm asking for is there anything on here that causes you major heartburn, major issues, major concerns that we should be aware of? For instance, I hate festival lawns. I don't want festival lawns.
You know, this is what I was asking.
And I'm just throwing that out.
A lot of people complain that we don't have the Little League. Okay, the Little League plays in Saratoga right now.
Right.
A lot of people are like, why are we taking our kids to Saratoga when we have this nice park here? Okay? And that kind of makes sense to me, too. Okay? You know, a lot of people are talking about wanting to have the Little League back here. Okay? Obviously, if we got the festival lawn, that isn't going to happen.
Well, what I'm saying with this plan is, again, it's a master plan.
Right.
Nothing is completely set in stone. Even after, let's say, we adopt this plan, it's not set in stone until you build something. What we're saying is attracting a Little League back to Winchester, honestly, from a professional experience, professionally, my honest opinion, isn't going to happen in this park to the level of attracting them back from Saratoga,
given the fact that this is our buildable area because everything else is floodplain. Okay? We're hampered, we're hemmed in by this is our buildable area, and once we start laying in the size of ball diamonds we're talking about and facilities, it's really hard to get the numbers in there and parking and facilities and everything else. If that's what the end goal is, a site like this or a site like this is where that's going to be able to happen. So I'm not saying,
I've got no horses in this.
Right, and I don't either.
And that's one of the things that I hear about all the time.
And I heard
they
that.
They were mad when they left. It was all because of people arguing with them in the Lions Club. I was here in Birmingham.
You know what? You know. We heard that from the mayor going into this. One of the things we asked him about halfway through this was, you know, if we only show two, what's going to be the thought? He went and played a Little League game one night during the charrette. They came back and they said, I think we'll be okay with two. You know, was his personal experience, not as a mayor, but as a dad, having somebody playing in the Little League.
You mean over in Saratoga?
Over in Saratoga. And I don't want to speak for him. He's not here tonight. I did encourage you to ask him his thoughts on it. But, so, you know, with that being said, I think we have the ability to, you know, incorporate some of that. I also think that by only building two ball diamonds, it encourages the high school to build a girls' facility for their softball team as well.
It's not something that's going to happen overnight anyway.
No, it's not.
And particularly if you're going to include a community center in that, because that's going to be a major expense.
Right. We can also build the festival lawn without building the community center. They're not
mutually.
Yeah. But you are exactly correct. We're not talking about necessarily building any of this, and you know, we've looked at this and talked about it. I think the focus of what we're talking about probably is going to happen in this area to begin with, because the pool assessment that we had done on, you know, if the pool is something that the community wants to continue to have, it's going to have a redo. I mean, quite frankly, based on that assessment, or have major dollars thrown at it year after year after year. And
we're not going to want to throw dollars at the original facility if we're going to go ahead and improve it.
That's so
a new pool makes sense.
And so what we're saying is, from our perspective, we need to know if there's any major issues. Let's say you want three more ball diamonds in this, Well, that's a major hiccup, that we would have to completely rethink this park.
What if we went with this plan, but then down the road, we said, we don't want to move the pool, we want to leave it there and change it here, is that something?
It's a master plan. At that point, it is a minor update.
Okay.
To the plan, and that happens, quite frankly, all the time. You know, it moved from here to here, and this stuff moved from there to there. Again, it's something that we found out as we got the survey. Oh, there's a major facility under the ground that we didn't even know about. Well, let's build it over here, and we'll put this stuff over there. Those things can easily be updated, easily be moved. It's not forsaking anything. But from a programmable program side of it, you know, if let's say the board said, no, we don't even want a pool, well, that would be a major change. You know, that's a game changer.
So your next step is going to be pricing.
Yes, that is correct. So,
so
if everybody can come to some agreement that moving ahead with this plan, we're in agreement, then we're going to put a price to this, and then we are going to put what we call a construction estimate to this, and then we're going to put a phasing plan to this. And we're also going to be looking at potential funding sources.
Okay.
For this.
Are you going to break the pricing down?
Yes.
For I would like to have something to start with. I like the amphitheater idea, I didn't realize that this plan was going to talk about moving the amphitheater.
Mm-hmm.
So are we going to have a price? Are we going to have a estimate price for that? So that.
Right.
Well, let's start with that. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
So it kind of depends on how we end up getting into it and breaking that up. If we determine, well, this stuff becomes a phase. Let's say, for instance, moving the amphitheater, putting this parking in is going to constitute having to move that amphitheater. Well, that all becomes part of a phase. But we can price just moving that amphitheater from there to there. That doesn't mean moving that amphitheater from there to there doesn't mean we have to now replace this bridge and do all that. So we can break that down, and we will break it down that way. We always break down, these are the elements, and we break down by square footage, you know, and
seeing that the bridge is now going to be for vehicular traffic, which, other than the expense, I don't see it as a problem, because they didn't like that before, because that was a way people cut through the park, so it's just going into the parking lot, but
right.
The expense is going to be pretty huge on that, I would think, putting it in.
Well, your previous bridge was vehicular rated. So, you know, I think, and then it says
people were driving too fast. There.
Yes, right.
No,
exactly. So from an engineering standpoint, I think an assessment needs to be done on, is it still sound to take vehicular traffic, maintenance traffic, and it just needs to be signed and no heavy trucks over a certain weight. And we can do a simple rehab on that existing facility, and then we're good to go? Or is it's dilapidated so much that it can't, you know, so there's an engineering assessment that needs to be done once we determine what it is that we want to do with it. So they've also come a long way with different types of pre-engineered structures that can go in, be set in place, and then it really helps save cost and money. We don't want to spend a lot of money on a vehicular bridge when we want to spend it on the park itself. So, but getting the cars in, getting them parked is important. So that's what I'm here tonight to talk about and answer any questions and see, you know, if, again, by giving me direction to keep moving forward, by no way adopts this plan tonight, but we will be coming back in July per the schedule with a cost, a phasing plan. We're meeting with some individuals on some potential funding sources, and we're going to be looking at land and water grants from DNR and others, since we have the White River and Salt Creek and You know, so there's other opportunities out there that we're going to try to look at. Well, it's not going to come from the city. It's not all going to come from the Goodrich Fund. How are we going to potentially fund some of these things? And how are we going to move this project forward? So.
I realize this is kind of going off the path, but where the tennis courts are, I mean, is that an area? Because people use the tennis courts.
That's what I was thinking.
The high school has.
Their own tennis courts.
Their own tennis courts. I mean, they have a lot of tennis courts.
We heard from the high school, as a side note, from the athletic director from.
Yeah, they don't want us using any of their stuff, right?
No, actually, they don't mind you using their stuff, but they had so many girls come out for girls' tennis that for the last 3 years, they've been using that court for girls' tennis because all of theirs are full. So they don't have enough courts when their season is in play. And so they were asking us, please don't get rid of that court. Now, with that being said, that's your guys' court. You know, we can do that with that whatever you guys want. But we also heard from other groups, there were some rollerbladers out there playing hockey on it. So we heard there was a need for some multi-purpose court, hard surface. So we were trying to incorporate, hey, that facility's there, it's being used, may not be used as tennis all the time.
I noticed that this apparently takes away the skateboard park.
It's right there. It's right here. It's up here.
Oh, okay.
So what we were doing with that is moving it, and the reason for that was, again, that whole phasing of construction of the pool and and everything else.
That's good. Yeah. I was just concerned that that.
Yeah, well, no, we,
the expense of moving them, which shouldn't be as much as a lot of things, putting it over there with the basketball court kind of makes sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it will be bigger. I know we've still got a couple of pieces of equipment that are need to still be put in.
Right.
We're waiting to have.
Well, we were trying a couple of the things that, you know, the kids are that play age, if you will, that teenager age with basketball and skate park and
sledding,
and it gets it on a prominent corner where it's high visibility. You know, all of us know the skate parks are better with more visibility.
Visibility.
You know,
and the basketball court
as well. Exactly. So that all plays into it. So
there's things about this I love that I think would be incredible, and there's things about this that I'm a little leery about.
Okay. What are you leery about?
I'm still not a sold on only having two ball diamonds.
Okay.
I was going to say, because I think Bear had mentioned that we needed another one, which would make, what, four? Mm-hmm. Four? He was going for four.
Yeah.
And does this mean we don't have a ball diamond out there anymore now?
The new diamond there is going to be where the T-ball diamond is, basically.
Yeah. See, I'm just saying that's something about this plan that I don't
want. The T-ball diamond is really, you know, this we're meaning this potential of this.
I know it's being used. I know it's being used.
This land is brownfield, and this land will have to be covered with 6 to 12 inches of soil when it's all said and done, and you will not be able to dig down in it. And so, you know, ball diamonds in this field is the best location for a new ball diamond complex, which is what you're describing. That is out of the floodplain, that's your ideal.
Wouldn't that be good?
Goodrich Park, this location, I mean, just isn't. I know historically that's where it's been. It just doesn't fit. I mean, to maximize the best use. And also to maximize the use of the park, you know, we're to put another ball diamond or two more ball diamonds. What we've done is we've taken out facilities in here like the festival lawn that extends the use of the park. You know, we've taken out any ability to have fall festivals, fall concert series during the summer months. movies in the park. The idea is to bring as many people to the park as possible. Baseball captures one user group. You know, same with soccer. If we have a soccer complex, we're capturing one user group. The idea here was to try to capture more user groups, different age ranges, as much as possible to get more people into Goodridge Park. And, you know, I understand, and I'm not trying to discount that. And it's, yeah.
That and moving the aquatic facility.
Yeah.
And our T-ball, we do have, I mean, the T-ball thing going on right now, actually.
Right.
I'm missing my grandson as we speak.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that, you know, that's one thing I'm a little leery about.
Right. And again,
things on there I like.
Again, that's not to say that the final plan that gets approved doesn't show that, but in 5-10 years when it comes time to redo that area, baseball has come back to Winchester with a vengeance, and baseball is king, and we need to put more baseball in here.
I think having a separate sports complex is the way to go. Union City has it like that.
Right.
You know, they're sports complex is nowhere near their park. Okay,
right.
I don't have a problem with that. But
right.
The point is, we don't have that now. You know,
right.
I mean? If that's something we can do, fine. You know,
I think you have
but,
the.
But only having two ballparks in this town, that's not. I just don't.
We have the space.
Yeah. And again, this is a multi-year build-out. This
probably
is not.
Right.
You know, we're not going to build this in.
I'm probably going to be in the ground for all that.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're going to put a multi-year phase on this. This is not going to happen.
The thing I don't want to do is delay this,
right.
Because I want to get the pricing and the phaseology,
exactly.
Or whatever you call it, phaseology or word.
Yeah, we want to get the pricing and the phasing moving forward, in our opinion.
I'm also
so that,
moving,
yeah,
I'm
so that we can
forward and
yeah.
Get the price. I'm just saying there's issues that I have with this, and I don't want to be like, well, man, you shouldn't have agreed to that at the June meeting. I don't want to hear anything.
No, and again,
you know,
having this plan. Moving ahead with this plan isn't necessarily locking in you into adoption, although, you know, what I want to hear is if there's something that is going to preclude you from potentially adopting this plan in the future, I need to know about it. Because I can't stand in front of you in July or in August and say, here's the plan, and then have the park board go, thanks, but we're not going to adopt it because of some issue that. Because what we're going to end up having to do is, okay, go say, all right, well, now we're going to have to charge you additional services to go back and change something. What I'm telling you right now is I haven't done anything that I can't change without a little bit of work. But moving forward, if I have to go back and change a bunch of stuff, it's going to affect quite a bit of work. Does that make sense?
What are you thinking right now as far as, when you talk about phases, where would you phase in the community lawn? I mean, would that be down the road as far as, because that would be better.
No,
yeah.
Let me get that right. That's going to be where
the girls are in.
Yeah. Girls.
Kind of that circle area.
Yeah.
Where you pull in.
Is that, when we say girls, Big Diamond, is that the high school, where the high school
right
girls play?
The high school.
Right across from the high school.
And is that
the
where the high
school,
and that's the high school girls.
The high school girls actually play on
the high school girls would be the one you'd be eliminating.
Okay.
That's where you turn left to go into the park.
Yeah, and it's got the covered seating area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The girls' league plays on that diamond now.
Okay.
I guess they're concerned more with the ball diamonds.
Right.
My concern is if we put this festival lawn in, what's the point of having an amphitheater? I mean, one is interchangeable with the other. I just don't see why we need both of those. So why not get rid of the amphitheater and put that, use that space for another ball diamond?
The grade down here falls off so much that we can't put a ball diamond in down there. That, and two, the amphitheater here is a small, quaint amphitheater. Mm-hmm. Thinking that you get a school group in, say one or two school buses, this is a great size of amphitheater for that type. It's a school group. They come in, they come into the cabin, they learn about Native Americans, they learn about, you know, the river, the confluence, you know, whatever the, you know, learning application is that day. You take them out to the amphitheater, you can have a demonstration out there, and then you take them out to the nature area, you can have a demonstration, you can take them on a walk, you can take them down to the river, that type of thing, and then back on the bus, head back, you know. That's what, that's in our mind, that's what we were thinking with that. I agree, it's not a big festival amphitheater. Amphitheater is probably a wrong word associated with it. It's not a...
You can do a lot down there, though, as far as, like, you talk about summer concerts. There's
right.
very few bands or groups
right.
that you couldn't put there in the crowds. But I do hear what Jan is saying about that.
Yeah, I just don't see the need for both of them.
This festival lawn becomes a huge 4th of July celebration, community, large community, Memorial Day, 4th of July, Labor Day.
Do you see that happening here in Winchester?
I'm hoping.
Yeah.
Really?
I believe that it could. But,
yeah.
As a person who personally worked at getting a festival in this town and worked on it for 5 years and worked on Dickens for another 5 years, I see what happens in Winchester, and I just don't see, I see that festival lawn going to waste. I'm sorry, I think it's a beautiful idea, I think it's absolutely wonderful, but I think you're maybe overestimating what people in this town will do. And I just don't see that ever getting put to use. I love the idea.
I do too.
I love the whole idea. I think it, you know, it saves everything that I was worried about, with the exception of my little fountain, but I'll sacrifice that. But
oh, we're getting rid of the fountain now?
Well, we have to.
Oh, yeah, I guess I didn't see that.
Don't tore it up again.
Yeah.
Yeah, they destroyed it. So
anyway, that was one of the things you heard a lot about too.
Oh yeah,
the
we went around in the
dirty diapers
the interviews. We basically sat down and did interviews with a number of groups, and we had actually people that was their number one thing they wanted. And it wasn't that they didn't like the fountain; they didn't like how people treated it. They didn't like
a lot of
that
people
it got.
Said they were glad to see it back. I heard that all.
Yeah, but. I mean, the day we were here had a dirty diaper floating in it, and, you know, rocks being thrown in it, and glass, and, you know, I think people were frustrated that day.
I'm frustrated
right.
at how they treat
it's
the
It's a shame right. that we can't have something that people like because people ruin it, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's not like it takes up a lot of room, and why anybody would be against the fountains beyond me, but... Maybe people don't like it and want it here. I don't know. Yeah. Sounds that way.
I don't know. You know, the big thing I heard was that, oh, somebody's kid's going to drown in that thing. Well, they can walk another, 10, 15 feet and drown in the creek.
I was going to say.
Just as easily.
That would, incorporating two creeks, that's a pretty...
You know, like I said, I know everybody thinks I'm Debbie Downer, but
no.
We
tried to listen to your comments, and we tried to incorporate them. I hope you did
a wonderful job, and I am very pleased with things. Like I said, for the most part, the things
right.
that I was concerned
and
about.
We tried to do that with all of the community, and these were things that we did hear from the community. We did hear about the festival lawn. I think there are a large number of people that really do feel a festival lawn is a positive thing, and it is one of those things, chicken and the egg. We have the facility, it becomes easier to plan for the facility or festivals, you know.
Yeah.
You know, if we don't have a place...
It's easier to do that, but I just don't see it happening.
The ball diamond situation, if that second diamond, if they used it right, as far as how big they made it, that could easily...
serve multiple purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it could.
It just could, but the only thing is where they would practice each week.
Right. And again, that's, the baseball thing aside is way down the road. We're not, taking anything out.
I really like just about everything. I really do. I mean, the only thing that I really don't like, and you would think I'd be against the ball things, but I'm not, because I think if we all work together, we'll get this done. We moved all the diamonds one other time.
Yeah, we weren't eliminating anything, though.
Yeah, but.
Big difference.
So, I really would like to see the tennis courts moved to the south end of the park.
Okay.
Down in.
These guys?
Yeah, down into.
Here or?
That area or by the memorial.
Down in here.
Yeah.
That area.
That's on a hill.
I mean.
We could, since this is not in a floodway, we could level this off a little bit.
Yeah, level that off a little bit.
I think I know the high school needs it and.
Well, but if it's down there, it's still there.
Across from the high school.
The tennis courts have to, we're gonna have to have some major work anyway.
That's what I heard.
They're in terrible shape, at least for tennis.
And I did go over there and check for scuffing and everything, and I didn't see anything to where those people were talking about.
Like I said, if they were doing anything, my concern wasn't the skates as much as it was the sticks.
Yeah.
And the puck. But I know, I think they were using a tennis ball for a puck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything, but that'd be my only. I mean, I know the high school needs it.
But if they had.
And there's a lot of people use it.
If they have a skate park area there and had a big enough area on that, they could do that there.
Right. Okay. Well, that's an easy change. That's
my only.
That is an absolute.
Because that area right there is something that could really be used for a lot of different things.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, we can easily make those edits. We can,
So I get to be the troublemaker.
No, not at all. We want to.
I say it with a smile, okay? I say it with a smile.
Now,
oh, trust me.
We all said what parts we want to change, so.
I absolutely love the amphitheater facing that way.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of brilliant. Facing the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, moving it for more, small bands to education, even, for the cabin area and then straight down into the trails. Right. Absolutely love that.
I like the pool move. I love the expansion of the memorial. I'm like, thank you so much. Having it on, but yeah, I mean, that looks like you're going to have it on both sides.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we're showing it on both sides.
It's way to the park.
You right. didn't see, I don't know, were you one of you guys on the board when we had that proposal, when Steve brought us the proposal for that.
Yes.
Remember?
I've still got that.
Yes. It was like it was a veterans memorial. Remember
where you're
that?
Wanting, he wanted that to go where you're wanting the tennis courts.
Yes. But this was his idea of what he wanted for the town. And
exactly.
it was really good.
Beautiful.
And it was about this, that's what I mean, it was about the size of what you've got right here.
Okay.
What I like.
We think there's a lot of great aspects that you have with the park. You got water. You got a lot of the great things going in your favor. A lot of the great topography, things that we come into towns and want to either have to create or, And so we've got a lot of great things going for us. Organization, obviously we need help with that. But I think these are all things that we can overcome and really start to put things together. You were asking, I think one of the first things we would be looking at, to me, one of the first things I think we need to look at is organization of a larger portion of the park. It may not be all of the park, but a larger overlay of a pass system, organization system. Maybe it's a certain area, and we work in areas and work our way through the park, but there needs to be some type of. And by that I mean the playground's a great example. We've got all this playground equipment just stacked up along Union with very little separation from Union Street. It's safety issues and concerns, and so having organization, fixing that, getting parking facilities where they need to be, that organization of all those things. I know the mayor said some streetscape improvements along Union as another potential, and some of the gateway elements and, you know, signage, and so those are all things that we would be considering looking at as potential phase, early phases of work.
One more thing about the festival lawn. If that's where the girls' ball diamond is, that means all those trees that were World War One Veteran Memorial.
They are right in here and right in here. We tried to work around those. Now, with that being said, this circle can reduce, this, you know, can shift. The idea and the thought behind that, we're there with you. The idea is not that we clear cut those and knock those down. Because we heard that for the first time in those meetings, I think, with a lot of people. The evergreens out there around that field are planted for World War II.
One memorials. There was one planted for every death.
Yeah. So. Winchester, Randolph County, which was it?
I think it was Winchester.
Yeah. So it's definitely something we would want to keep.
I think at
as.
One time they had plaques there, right, with the name of the soldier it was playing.
That's what I heard too.
I've got the list of names.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be something, quite honestly, that you're going to want to, as a park board, think about how you're going to transition into the next phase of that, because I mean, realistically, World War One was 90-plus years ago.
1914 to 1918.
So 100 years.
It would only have been 1970.
Yeah. So we're pushing 100 years for trees. That's,
yeah, but see, that's kind of one thing Winchester is. We're a world of 100 years here anyway. I mean, we're Indiana's coming up on what? 200?
No, I'm just saying from a tree standpoint,
yeah. You
know, a big storm, you know, what happens, if you want to continue that and make sure those live, at least in memory,
yeah.
Some type of plan to do that needs to be set forth. Because I think, like I said, a lot of people were surprised that that's what those were. We would have never known, and I know a lot of people in that room would have never known it if that gentleman didn't show up and say that. So we really appreciate it. I'm saying it. So that's all I have this evening. I appreciate your time.
So is there anything you need from us?
No. Keep moving forward to pricing and phasing.
I would make a motion that we do that.
Motion on the table that we...
I'll second it.
We're locking nothing in, though, right?
That's correct. We're not locking in... No, you're not locking anything in.
We're just saying,
potentially you have to go back and backtrack it,
right?
But again,
in order to start doing something, you need to now take the step to go and say, this will be, this is the right. Okay.
Yeah. This is what we heard as the approved refined plan. We're now moving ahead with this from this park board meeting. We still have to come back and get an adoption of the final plan. And that still has to happen.
We have a motion and a second to
approve the refined plan.
Yeah, and to have him move on. Yes.
To the
prices next. And to move on with the next phase of the project.
That's correct.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you very much.
You did a beautiful job.
Yes, you did. I was very impressed. I mean, I know there's going to be issues with everything, but nobody's going to be completely happy.
We can make 90% of everybody happy, and we're happy with 90% of the plan.
Right.
I think we've we call it a win for the master plan anyway, you know, and
I think there has, there's going to have to be some between the schools, what they do in the school and what they do and
we've been sharing things early on.
Yeah, but
then it can work.
Then we can all have, then we can.
That's exactly right, so.
You won't miss me long.
And even when adoption comes up, adopting a plan does not lock you into that's the master plan, but having an adopted plan when the next phase comes up
gives
you a starting point and a plan. So the aquatic facility comes up as a project, well, it's part of the master plan.
Exactly.
Does it have to land right there? No. Yeah. It can move within that master plan. The master plan will just have to be updated and then that small portion readopted.
Tell you the confidence that I have in you and your company. Somebody asked, I actually said, and I firmly believe this, that this, I think, is going to be one of the best uses of money that we have ever done, I think.
We appreciate that.
When we look into the future,
yeah,
I think that we'll look back and say that that was money well spent. You know what I mean? I mean, to have you guys come in and say this.
Who was on the park board?
And I really do. I mean that.
Well, and we really do firmly believe that having a plan gives us that point in which we can move forward from. You know, we all forget from time to time, even at home with our personal finances, having a plan helps us plan out what we want to do with that. So, and we're all guilty of it from time to time to sort of get that lapse. So,
I don't mean to hog them from you, but I have to get caught up here.
I have, these are some additional copies, as I mentioned. You guys want to hold on to these? I don't know if they go with the meeting minutes and you want to just... Okay.
I think you could just leave them right here.
Just leave them, yeah. Vicki will get them tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Perfect. And I'll follow up with Sean tomorrow. I'm sure he'll give me a call and want an update. I appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a good one, buddy.
Thank you, sir.
Motion to pay the bills. Second.
Okay.
In favor?
Aye.
Second. Al. 4-0.
Anybody else have anything? Motion to adjourn.
This is the only one we got to sign.
They started.
I'll second.
What? Oh, okay. Motion to, okay. All those in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Okay. Anyone?
I think they started paving, or they started laying the foundation. Vicki approved everything for the paving.
I saw it there. The
roof shutters.
So they started
doing the foundation, putting the boards up for it 2 days ago. I think they was going to start tomorrow putting the cement or concrete down or whatever.
Right.
I have a picture.
But they hit one of them hit a water line.
Where?
Behind the men's concession stand. Why would the...
Your concession? Your?
Yeah.
You mean that?
I've seen that.
I'm sorry, that's the handicap.
I've seen that. That's Kennedy's granddaughter.
They are very happy with that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Where is it now?
Behind the men's concession. That's Mike. I think if it's the one I see on Facebook, that's Mike Kennedy's granddaughter.
Cool. I like that. Okay, I'm at your concession stand, right?
Yeah.
I turn around like I'm looking towards the high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Going to the left.
To the left.
Why would the water line have went out towards the parking lot?
I don't know.
I don't know.
Because the old well was on the other side, right?
Yeah,
the old well and the old...
I don't know what would have ever been there, but evidently they hit something. And then they got it capped off, and then once it got it capped off, I think they said they turned everything back on, water pressure was going.
How far away from the building was the water line? Where did they hit it at?
Right up in them trees.
Wow.
I think that's the only thing in there.
Okay, this one in here?
So I'm guessing
it was
an old line.
You're good, man.
Yeah, there was a lot going on tonight, too.
I'm not very happy being kind of what I feel was blindsided by $35,000 down there at the Beeson. I don't know what it is with these people coming in here with $35,000 and $100,000.
See, I did not even know that.
I don't think it needs to be cited.
I didn't know that that fund was there. I mean,
I did not know that it was just
for Southside and Beeson.
How come if there's $290,000 in that fund, and Kathy wanted to put new air conditioning and
heat in there? I know, that's exactly what I was wondering.
She was told no.
That's exactly what I was wondering.
She was told no.
I don't know that.
Because there just isn't any money. That's what she was told.
The only thing I know is that I've been told that's all it can be used for.
Yeah.
Yes,
that may not be true.
It can be used for Southside Park.
Or can Southside Park's in there?
That is Beeson, right. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But so Southside Park money is almost nil to nothing. I mean, for what we spend on each year. I mean, basically, it's going to be if we end up having to redo those bathrooms, you know, and I don't...
I heard a rumor this past weekend that killed me. I wanted to go find out so bad. I was told Frank quit.
Yeah, he's on vacation.
I heard the same rumor.
I was told that he quit because one of the park workers went down underneath the bridge on 4th Street that's just down the street bridge and found a weed eater down there laying on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And that he then picked it up and took it to one of the others and said, "Oh my gosh, look what I just found under there." "Oh, well, didn't you hear? Frank quit." Because, and I had heard it was because, and they think it was because, he got yelled at again for weed eating down there because at the last meeting,
right.
Somebody said they wanted that all left as...
Well, somebody had told him that. I don't think it was anybody here.
Yeah,
I
mean, they wanted it left as
nature,
habitat.
Wild, yeah.
Habitat. And we said, yeah, but we wanted...
They didn't want weeds taken down for
everything? Right. They wanted that for habitat. And
I still don't know who said that, but somebody told him... I think somebody must have said something.
Sean
went to Frank and said, "Hold off on this," or something.
Huh? Are we still
working?
We
are.
But, you hear all kinds of stuff. I mean, this town's full of rumors.
Well, and I think...
See, I agree he doesn't want to do both things, but I don't know if that's...